It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Welcome to the Penn Gym here on the campus of William Penn University in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where the ladies came right now, 2 minutes before the top of the hour. They throw the ball up in the air. Tip goes away, and Benedictine is going to have it. Welcome, everyone. Women's college basketball here at 2. The guy is coming up at about 4, and quickly, Reigns is going to put a shot up on the baseline. Ryan, it's going to be a turnover. She just travels with that thing, and BC's going to send it back to the home team. Let's talk a little bit about the differences between these two clubs. Benedictine and William Penn on very different trajectories. Literally, they've been playing really, really good basketball. They come into the game here today, 13-6. Here's a three from the left side. It's going to be up and good. So the quick three, up and good for Penn. And Mercer Roberts will have the first points of the game. Again, Benedictine playing well. They come into the contest, 13-6 overall, 11-4. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, William Penn comes in last place in the conference. They have lost their last 8 and are 3-17 in the season and 2-14. Clay Reigns is going to knock one in. Benedictine is back to within a point. It is 3-2. Shot from underneath is up, won't go. Rebounding it down is Benedictine. Lenny Raymond's starting tonight. Allie Kramer, Lauren Duber, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Reigns, and Kyra Misuraca. The V comes in the middle. Kyra turns, spins out, no good. Rebound pinned away by Penn. It's going to get away out of bounds, and it'll be Raven basketball. For William Penn, you're going to have Asia Arrowwood from Wichita, 5'8 junior. You got Aisha Fagans, a 5'4 junior from Texas. Alyssa Hammond, a junior, 5'10 from Iowa. And now the Ravens are going to turn it back over off the inbound. Also starting for William Penn tonight, Allie Stewart. She's 5'10" out of Australia. And from Myrtle Beach, it's Mercer Roberts, the 6-foot senior. Here comes Penn with the basketball. They'll bring it into the court. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine and Penn even at 2. Well, just over to the right side in front of the BC bench. Slump back out on top, thinking about the three, driving into the lane, stopping there. Little hook shot's going to be bad. A three stolen away. Knocked away. Nicely. Missy Rocca brought up by Kramer. Allie drives into the lane, dumps it over to the right side. At the baseline, hook shot up, rolls in, and the bucket belongs in the middle to Jennifer Jacobs. So Jacobs is going to pick up her first couple of points of the game. And we're 2 minutes in. BC with a 4-2 lead. Back over to the right side, reaching in. The ball is going to be tied up by Lauren. Stewart does a nice job of just reaching in, getting that basketball tangled up, tied up, and here will come William. They'll put it into their offensive baseline. A couple of minutes into the ball game, BC leading it by a pair. Drive around to the left, into the corner where the three-point shot sets down too strong. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and it's going to be out of bounds. Looks like off Missy Rocca. back is going to come to William Penn. Now I've got to get him some geography, okay? I'm a scorer's table. Been a Penn champ many, many times. Never been at the scorer's table before, so it's a bit of a different vantage point. As you're aware, not my favorite spot to watch the game. We're going to make the very best of it here as BC has the ball. They'll steal it. Down with it. Right side. Coast to coast. Driving layup. Up and counter. And a plus one for Lawrence. What a nice job coming up with the steal. Driving it down the floor. The foul is going to be on Arrowwood. It'll be her first. And that's going to be the first foul of the ball game by either team. 7.5 to go in quarter number one. 6-2 Benedictine. The free throw for Lauren. It's up and good. And she is now Benedictine's leading scorer. She's got three. Jacobs and Reigns each have two. Cross court pass hit the front of the score table. Jacobs is going to be putting it in play. Hey, oops, I lost something there. Wrong on it. 7.5 to play in the very first quarter. BC with the basketball leading it by five. They'll swing it over to the left side. Driving all the way to the baseline. One hand running shot is up. No good. Finding on the floor, Dubert. She's okay. No foul called. The ball is going to be batted away. Knocked out on top and saved by Allie Kramer. Lady Ravens are going to keep the offense alive. Down to the baseline with it. Jacobs back to Kramer. She'll start to drive in. Stopped at the block. Player's ball. No fouls. A three. Dagger shot. What a shot by Jennifer Jacobs, and she's got five. BC will stretch its lead now to 10-2. And we're just 3 minutes into the game. Penn will dish it over to the right side. It's got to be Hamas with the basketball. Deep in the right corner to Arrowwood. Brings it out on top. Alyssa Hamas will drive around the left side. Got a little motion being run by Penn. Now they're going to square up and launch a three. It hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared back down by Lady Statesman. Out on top, squaring up. Here's another three. That one's a little long. And this time, Lauren Dubert sweeps the board away. She'll outlet all the way to the other end of the floor. Driving in is going to be Reigns. She'll change directions, turn and shoot and score. Aaliyah Reigns has four. It's now 12-2 Benedictine. They're coming out of gates fast with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Three-point shot, right side, up, nope, rebound, Lady Ravens. Reigns coming up with the basketball, brings it down the left side of the court with the left-hand dribble, weaves away over to the top of the key, dumps it back behind her, squaring up, launching three, it's off the mark, rebound tipped around, save underneath by Dubert. She's going to back it away, and BC is going to resend its offense. In the middle of the lane it goes, little backdoor pass, the bucket, up a good plus one. A beautiful assist by Miss Yuraka. Give the bucket to Allie Kramer and a plus one. The foul is going to be on Aisha Fagans. Benedictine getting set to go to the bench. After the free throw, you're going to get Allie Kramer checking out. Kennedy is right in front of us here. Kennedy Nicholson. And also right in front of me here is going to be Nicole Stork. Stork comes in from Mishiraka. And at 5:50 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine has assumed a very substantial lead. It's 14-2. Rito rolls out, no good. Rebound pulled down by BC. Kramer gets it out on top. The three for Reigns. No. Long rebound. Two Ravens fight over it. Loose on the floor, and Benedictine is going to recover it. Dubert will handle it on top at 5.5 to go in quarter number one. Topside Jacobs. Beats down to the baseline. Crossing over. Underneath. Two. It's up and in. Nicole Stork's first points of the game. It's now 16-2, Benedictine. And we've got 5.5 to go quarter number one. And now Kennedy Nicholson, finally, with a stoppage of play, is going to be coming to the free throw line, or coming into the game. Nicholson into the game, and checking out will be Allie Kramer. Free throw will not fall in for Stork. And it will be William Penn basketball, of course, but BC has stretched their lead now to 16-2. Josie Weiser coming in for Benedictine. Josie from Jefferson County North High School. Her high school going for the championship of the JCN Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament tonight. You know, Royce Coach Noah and his team well. They're going to be up against a really good Rossville team. Here's a feed back over to the right side and back out on top. Round the horn, three-point shot, set sail, off the rim two times, won't go two, but rebounds it down. Here comes Benedictine. Long up court pass, Josie. Hook pass underneath. What a play by Josie. Give her the assist. Give a couple more to Jacobs. Jennifer has seven. It's now 18-2 Benedictine. We're at midpoint of quarter number one, and Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Jacobs. Alternating hands with the dribble, brings it over to the right side, dumps it off to Lauren Dubert's three. Got it. Lauren Dubert has a half dozen, and we're going to have a timeout. Betty Ravens with a bit of a fast start. We're at 4:49 to go in the opening quarter in Iowa. Benedictine 21, William Penn 2.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Tell you what, Benedictine playing really, really well. 9-14 shooting the ball, 64% from the floor. Kind of hard to beat that. Hitting half of their threes at 2-4. William Penn is 1-7 shooting and 0-5 from the outside. Hey, I need to remind you of something. It's important. You need to know that Hamada Wealth Management, one of our title sponsors for Benedictine Ball, give Ken a call, 913-379-8690. And he is the right guy there to either review your retirement plan. Got any questions about that kind of stuff, complicated stuff, not for Ken. Give him a call. Ken Amada, 913-379-8690 at Amada Wealth Management. Benedictine is in control of the basketball. They take it now 21-2. Ravens bring it up the floor. Out on top, you got Riley Cox in the ballgame. Out on top to Josie. Nobody's defends her, so she launches a three that just about goes in and then caroms away. The rebound pulled down by Allie Stewart. William Penn up the floor. Stewart will dish it right side to Fagan. Fagan goes all the way in, puts a shot up, no good. Ravens rebound it down. Riley comes up to the basketball and she'll dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Kennedy. Nicholson will step beside a defender. Goes up from 15. It's going to be short. Rebound underneath. Give Josie the putback. Josie Weiser gets her first two of the game. And BC will stretch its lead now to 23-2. With 3:50 to go. And now Lady Ravens with the steal. Wade drives. Shoots. Scores. Riley Wade with a couple of points. It's now 25-2. Benedictine. 3:40 left. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Probably the worst kept secret ever. This has been, over the years, a good gym for Benedictine to play. Here's a three from the outside, and how about that? Knocking it in for Penn from the corner. It's going to be Allie Stewart. Stewart gets her first points of the game, and the Raven lead is going to be trimmed down to 25-5 with 3:20 to go in the first. Beautiful entry pass from Josie. Left-hand layup is up and good. Nicole Stork, 27-5. Just over 3 minutes to go first half. Up court pass batted. It's on the floor. Saved by Penn. They'll launch it left. Set the three. Sailed them. No. Rebound tipped around. Penn is going to save the ball. Now reaching into kind of that. Try to come up with a steal. We're going to get a jump ball called. And Nicole Stork getting in there. Mixing it up a little bit. All right, Ravens are going to make a substitution. Back in the game is going to come Allie Kramer. So Kramer back in the game for Benedictine. You've got BC going from right to left in his first. The feed to the left side. The driving shot up a little too hard because I think maybe Riley Wade got a bit of a bump. Can't get the shot. Back down with it will come Penn. 2:40 to go, and now the ball is going to escape and get away. And off the fingertips of Kayla Carman. Kayla Carman, a 5'7" junior from Gallatin, Tennessee. Here come the Lady Ravens. And walking it up, the senior from Nemahan Central High School. Going to be Allie. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. Won't go. Offensive board. Riley Wade follows up. He can't get it. Rebound. Going to be pulled down by Penn. Up over to basketball. Here they come. That's going to be Allie Stewart coming up with the ball. Jumped it over to the left side. They'll put it off on top. Set shot for three. It is high, but wide to the left. Rebound tipped out. Kramer's going to pull it down. BC running it the other way. He's worth the 2-minute mark of the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading it by 22. The drive into the lane behind the back pass. Oh, my goodness. Two more for Nicole Stewart. And another assist for Allie Kramer. 29-5 Benedictine. And now the upward pass stolen by Josie. She's down. Little finger roll. In for two more. Josie Kramer. She'll have four. It is now 31-5. With a minute 40 to go, quarter number one. The feed will come to the top of the key. Little turnaround shot off the back. Nice offensive board. The putback won't follow. Another good offensive board. And on the battle for the loose basketball, we have a foul and they have a jump ball. It is going to be a foul. Yeah, it's going to be a foul. And it will be put in play by William Pitt. Down to a minute and a half to go in the first quarter here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Never got sun, never got warm, never ran the wipers all the way, so 4+ hours of a drive. It could have been, has been worse than that. Here's Pitt with the basketball out on top, shot clock down at 11. The pull up from 17 off the right corner of the free throw line is no good. The rebound is on the floor, and Benedictine, it just goes right to the wicket of Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be out of bounds, and very slowly, the William Penn player getting to her feet. And I worry about players who are out there. They've got the, you know, big knee brace going on. You just want to make sure that nobody gets hurt out here. So 1:18 to go in quarter number one. Lady Ravens with a substantial lead. Penn has it, brings it in for offensive end, dumps it over to the left side. Plenty of time on the shot clock. They can run some time and run a play. Now they'll drive in, send a shot wildly at the bucket, and in the effort of doing that, we do have a foul called and drawn. I think that has to be what the plan was. Not necessarily hit the shot, but to draw the foul. And the foul is going to be on Josie. It'll be Benedictine team foul two. Here's a little left-handed free throw. Nicely done up and in. One more shot coming here for Alyssa Hamas. This one, got them both. Alyssa Hamas from Ackley, Iowa. She's a 5'10" junior guard. And Benedictine will bring it up the floor. You got JJ back in the game. So Jennifer Jacobs, Kramer's out there, Mr. Rocca on the floor. Who else we got? Josie and Kennedy. Josie goes three. No. Rebound slapped out Kyra. Did she save it? No, they're going to say it touches down to the baseline. And it was going to be, maybe less touches on the baseline and more a foul as Jennifer Jacobs touches somebody in the middle, picking up her first foul today. So JJ with foul number one. Benedictine now with team foul three. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Baseball pass up the floor is going to be out of reach and just beyond the fingertips. It's going to come back in again. BC, that is number 15, Jada Smith, a 5'7" junior. Jada couldn't quite control that thing. Here's a feed over to the right side, shot blocked, and a pin foul. It'll be the first foul on Turner. It'll be team foul four for William Penn. Coming to the line for Benedictine. Pretty good shooter for BC, the free throw line. Kyra Misuraka. This one, yeah. Flying in the face of what we've kind of grown to know, good players don't shoot good free throws. Kyra's pretty decent at the free throw line, all in all. I'll say that she won't get this one. And no, she will. It bounced around for a moment, but she was able to collect the second one, pushing the Lady Raven lead out, laid down to 33-7. Missed that one. It's not going to go. Half a minute to go. First half. First quarter. Girls game, first quarter. Skip pass to the right block. Back and in. Little hook shot up. No good. Rebound BC. Kramer will bring it up court. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shot clock's off. Allie Kramer hamming it up top side. Being defended by Kayla Kerman. And here's a long cross court pass that was well out of reach with Jennifer Jacobs. But the guy in the second row French horn had a heck of a shot at that thing, but probably wisely took the evasive action. Going to come back in through Penn. 3 seconds. Cross the timeline with two. the shot at one.
It's in! How about that? Outstanding shot for William Penn, and knock it down to three at the buzzer. That is Jada Smith.
Joseph, we're taking a break. There have not been many of them. Into the opening quarter in Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Benedict and Lady Ravens, 33, William Penn's in.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Not a huge crowd tonight here in the Penn Gym, but middle of the Saturday afternoon and very, very wintry outside in central Iowa. And yes, the guys game coming up in a while, so I would anticipate the numbers of fans on the increase as this game wears on. Recap of the opening quarter scoring for William Penn, Mason away, Allie Stewart, and with that last second shot, Jada Smith each have hit a three today. So each one of them with 3 points. Drops into Percy Roberts with the two and a couple of free throws for Alyssa Hammond. For Benedict. Wow. What do we got? 8 players who have scored. Jennifer Jacobs, 7. Nicole Storm and Laura Dubert, 6 apiece. 4 for Aaliyah Raines and Josie Weiser. And then got Allie Kramer, Ronnie Wade, Kyra Mishiraka, each with a couple. Here we go. We're having time to begin the second quarter. And nobody steps up. And there was zero defense on Lauren Dubert. She just drives to the left side and lays it up and in. And there's a travel up top side, no whistle. And we're probably going to see a little more of that. I'm not sure how closely you watch those things. It's like, you know, when you got 4-year-olds playing little basketball, you don't necessarily call, like, every picky little foul, right? I mean, somebody's committing a foul. Yeah, sure, but let them, give them a little latitude, let them play, let them figure out the game, and I expect we're going to see a little bit of that. Not comparing Penn to 4-year-olds, but you understand the drift of that. 9:20 to go in the first half. Penn turns it over. Benedict and bringing it up the court. Still leading here at 35-10. Just inside 9:20 to play in the first half. Now at the baseline, we're going to get the offensive foul on Kyra. Kyra Mishiraka taking a pass just below the right block and turned in. And the defender was absolutely in her hip pocket. So Kyra will have her first foul of the afternoon. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by Benedict. And Penn will come back into the forecourt with the ball. Over to the right side with it is going to be Jada Smith. She'll bring it out on top. Back to the left. The three for him over there. It's up and good. How about that? Nice bucket for Kayla Carmen. So Kayla Carmen gets 4-3. And here's the story of the game. Penn cannot play it with Benedict in the middle. I mean, they just can't do it. Here's a shot, goes up, and by the Lady Ravens, are going to have a Penn foul. And so the points that they are scoring are coming from outside. They've got 3 threes, so 9 of their 13 are long-range shots. 2 of them are free throws. So they have, frankly, mathematically, they've got 1 2-point shot in the game. And that belongs to Mercer Roberts back in that opening quarter. Mishiraka comes out of the game for Benedict and going to get Nicole Stork back in. Stork, Raines, Jacobs, Dubert, Kramer. First free throw, it's up and in. Jennifer Jacobs at 8 points continues to add to her game-leading scorer tally. And that one's going to be number 9. Pushing the Benedict in advantage down to 37-13. And we've got 8:40 to go. Down right side with it. Nice little bit of motion. It's going to be Arrowwood. Kicks it to the corner. And again, they'll go for the three. That was going to be a little long. And a rebound is on the floor. Good job by Penn hustling after. And Arrowwood is able to recover the basketball. Chocolate goes back to 20. Penn won't have it to work their offense once again. Here's going to be Carmen to the left side. Comes back out on top to Jada. Smith all around the horn. Defense falls in. She kicks it outside. The three is air ball strong. And pulling it down, it's going to be Allie Kramer. Benedictine into the forecourt with the ball. 8:10 to go in the opening half. looking to take the long shot and deciding instead to pass it into the middle. It goes to Jacobs, who will turn and shoot. It's in and out. No. Really flat shot. Some of the more arc on that is probably going to fall in, but it does not, did not. Here comes Penn up floor. It's 7:50 to go in the first half. Looking down the right side. The ball is knocked away by Dubert. You get Stork diving on top of the basketball and on top of Amaria Turner at the same time. So the jump ball and possession to William Penn. State's going to make a couple of adjustments to their lineup out of the court. We'll pick them up here in just a second. But right now, Penn will bring it in deep into the left baseline corner. Leaps it off on top. They'll go back over to the right. It'll be Jada, left side of the lane. Little one-handed hook shot. Oh, that was a nice job. Nicely done, Jada Smith. She's got five. And it's 37-15. Seven and a half to play in the first half here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. You're wondering where Benedictine has traveled to today. Oskaloosa, it is just south of and about an hour east of Des Moines. If that is any kind of help for you at all, maybe not. Well, it's going to be lost out of bounds. 7:15 to go in the first half. It'll be Raven basketball, their offensive baseline. BC looking, have a trouble getting it in play, and they waited too long. Good pressure on the inbound play, and Riley Brueggemann, who has just come into the lineup for the first time today, unable to get the inbound complete, and Penn will bring it in from the backcourt. 7:11 to go in the half. Penn will bring it up. It's going to be Hollis with the right-hand dribble here in front of the scorer's table, dumps it off on top, puts it there to Mercer Roberts. Roberts back over to the right side. Fagans with it. She'll pull up for the long two. Rattles it home. How about that? Aisha Fagans. Her first points of the afternoon. And Penn not going to roll over here today. Benedictine's lead is cut to 20. It is 37-17. 6:40 to go in the first half. BC will have it on top. They'll feed Dubert. Now go underneath. And it's Fisheraka turns to shoot. And defender reaches across and the official's coming over to let us know it is Alyssa Thomas. Thomas picking up her first personal foul of the game. It'll be team foul two of the second quarter for Penn. And the free throw? No. Lady Raymond struggling a little bit at the free throw line. Jennifer Jacobs hit two a moment ago and misses that one. She needs one more point to get to double figures. This one airborne. There it is. Jacobs has 10. Benedictine goes up now 38-17. And we're at 6.5 to go in the half. The ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen in the backcourt. Three Ravens, no defenders. Finger roll, count it. The bucket good, Lauren Dubert. Now she is a double figure scoring with 10. And it's 40-17. Pin across the timeline with a little outlet pass into the hands of Jada Smith. Now we have a player falling hard to the floor. Took a moment for the official to make that call, but he's going to say Lauren Dubert is guilty of the foul. First foul by Lauren today. Benedict with a couple of second quarter fouls, one on Kyra, now one on Lauren. Benedictine coming into the game today at 13-6 and 11-4 in the conference. Having a decent year. Penn will bring it in into the backcourt and drive it up the right side. That was it, right in front of the Raven bench. Over to the right. It's going to be Mercer Roberts. Mercer comes on top. That's Fagan. Little skip pass to the right side of the lane. Drive it in, turning right, now kicking back left. They'll bring it out on top. Fagan wants to shoot. 2 seconds left. She's got to put up the desperation shot, and it won't draw iron. And you got to feel bad a little bit for Aisha because she had to shoot. She had no choice. She didn't even have a really very good look at that thing. But with the shot clock elapsing, she did the only thing that she could do, send one up. 5:50 to play in the half. 40-17, Benedictine. BC over to the right side. Come in with it on top. It's going to be Reigns. Goes back in to Stork. She's bumped to the ground, but able to get her pass complete. Now driving in through traffic. That was kind of a cool shot by Riley Brueggemann for two. Riley just kind of giant stepping through the defense, able to make it go in. 42-17 now. A steal by Riley makes it 44-17. And Brueggemann with their first 4 points of the game and about 6 or 7 seconds. And Benedictine now goes up 44-17. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. 5:09 to go and rolling along here in Oskaloosa. Full slate of games going on around the conference. We'll be talking about those. That's a pretty shot from the right side. That is up and good. Knocking that one down is Allie Stewart. Her second three today. 44-20. Benedictine. BC swings it over to the left. It's going to be Reigns with it. Comes out on top to Lauren. Feeds to the free throw line to Cole. Drives in, gets stripped to the floor, kicks it down to the baseline where all alone Reigns couldn't get it to go in, but Nicole's able to sweep down the rebound. Now they'll go left, a baseline three. No, rebound underneath. Jacobs can't stop that. Lays it up and in. Jennifer Jacobs pushes the Raven lead down to 46-20. 4:20 to go in half number one. It is Penn comes into the forecourt. Foul is going to be called on Benedictine. It'll be on Lauren Tubers. Her second. Josie, why is she coming back in, Riley? Wade is coming back into the game for Benedictine with 4:18 to play in the first half. And Benedictine with a very impressive 46-20 lead. Are you going to take a timeout? Yeah. Joseph, we're going to take a break before the ball gets put in play. We're doing it here at 4:18 to go. We're in the opening half in Iowa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 46, William Penn 20.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, around the conference today, three early games and three standard 2 o'clock time games. So the first three are done. Mount Mercy, a 21-point win over Baker. Culver Stockton by 42 over Peru State. And Clark, that's had to be a good win, defeats Mid-America 65-60. Then into the fourth court, back over to the right side. Lady States over the basketball. Josie steps in front of the ball. Knocked it away for a minute, but Penn's able to recover it. Jump into the baseline for the open three. Drained. That was a nice shot for Allie Stewart in her third three today. 2 o'clock games find in the second quarter. Grayson up on Park, 27-20. Central Methodist trailing Grandview, 21-11. And here's a jumper from the left side. That's Josie Weiser with six. And, of course, this game here, Benedictine leading 48-23 now. Three on the other end for the long. And a rebound is out of play. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Good hustle after the rebound by Alyssa Hamas, but she couldn't quite get that thing hauled in. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine is going to bring it up the court. Bergman will kick it over to the right side. That's going to be Kennedy. Nicholson out on top, Weiser. Josie looks at feet underneath. Oh, a brilliant pass and an easy two for Nicole Stork. So give Nicole 8 points. And that was just an outstanding pass from the top for Benedictine. And now we're going to have a turnover by William Penn. Ravens in front with 3 minutes going in the first half, 50-23. What do you think, Joseph? Are we using all the light bulbs tonight? At this point, that's one of the few questions that remain. 2:50 to go in the first half. Benedictine leading it by 27. Here's a three. Wow. 3 points, John Kennedy Nicholson. Her first point of the afternoon. And it is now 53-23 Ravens. And the upcourt pass is going to be taken away. Benedictine is going to be bringing it inbounds from midcourt on the far side. 2.5 to go in the first half. Don't forget the guys' team. They're going to be here playing at, you know, supposed to be about a 4 o'clock start. Probably going to be on time. This game's been moving on fairly briskly. Out on top, here's Josie Weiser to the right side. Kennedy Nicholson for three more. There it is. Nicholson
another Raven three. 56-23, Benedictine by 30 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. The ball nearly thrown away by Weiser, but it's going to be rescued by William Penn. Aisha Bagan, right side. Here's a running shot. Up another hand and good. The bucket to Asia Arrowwood. And it's 56-25. 2 minutes to play, opening half. Tom's time for the basketball, Raymond. Here's Kennedy. Can she go 3-4? Doesn't get that one to fall. And a rebound is tipped out on top. Pulled down by William Penn. Here they come. Up the floor. Statesman at the free throw line. Looking left. Change of direction. Back and in. Nice underhand sweep shot. Up and good by Mercer Roberts. She'll give Mercer her fourth point of the game. 56-27. Underneath. Here's a driving layup. Up and good. And two more for Nicole Stewart. She is the third Benedictine player to be in double-figure scoring. And we still have a minute 15 to go, opening half. Get pass across. Nobody underneath on defense that time. And a wide-open Alyssa Hamas for two. It is 58-29. 1 minute to play in the first half. Out on top, Stewart. Back over to the right side. Going to be Brueggemann. Out on top, Josie shot off the mark, rebound, followed up and in, plus one for Riley Wade. Riley came up with the offensive rebound, just went straight back up with that underhand sweeping shot, kicks it off the left side of the backboard, and draws a foul in the process. Going to be the second foul for game by Alyssa Hamas. And the free throw. It's up and good. So a three-point play gives Riley Wade 5 points. 61-29. 40 seconds to go in the opening half. Hit with the basketball way up top. Slides over to the right side. Here comes Asia. Arrowwood jumps it back over to the left. Allie Stewart kicks it back off on top. Back it away with it. Thomas, no shot. Kennel shot clock. Here's the three on its way. Looks good, but short. BC's going to rebound it down. Here comes Brueggemann. Outlets way down the floor. It was just too much on that one. There's no chance for Nelson to catch that thing. And 19 seconds left in the half and an opportunity for William Penn to put one more bucket on the board before halftime. Penn brings it in, and here comes Alyssa Hammer. He's even a little bit of pressure on the upcourt play. Now the pass. And escape Alyssa, go out of bounds into the Raven bench, and Benedictine will take back over, and they're going to have 10 seconds to come up with something. And 10 seconds in basketball, that's an awful lot of time. It's put in play, and here's Brueggemann. She brings it up, slides to the right, crosses over, starts in the lane, dishes to the edge. Here's a three, Wade, no, put back up, and falls out, won't go. But you heard the whistle before the buzzer. I thought Josie was going to get the bucket at a plus one. Instead, we're going to have the foul called on Arrowwood. It'll be her second. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw. And a couple of shots here for Josie. Hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. He has 6 points. 4 in the opening quarter, 2 more in the second. Well, they're putting time back on the clock. 0.1. So I'm not sure exactly what that benefit is, but that's what they're going to do. One of the benefits, I suppose, one of the downsides is you make them come in. Huh? I got you. Free throw rattles out for Josie Weiser. One more opportunity as she continues to look for her 7th point here today, and that one's in. But Josie will hit that one. And somebody's just got to roll this ball in play. And there we go. That's going to do it. It's halftime in Oskaloosa. We'll be back to summarize the opening half of the ladies' game. Both teams headed for the locker rooms. It is all Benedictine. Lady Ravens 62, Penn 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
In the background, it is the William Penn Penn Zone, the Pep Band. They did a nice job entertaining the crowd on hand, who, frankly, has been looking for a little bit to cheer about. His benediction has been absolutely phenomenal in the first half. 62 first half points for BC. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Penn, leading the way is Allie Stewart with 9, 5.5 for Jada Smith, 4 apiece for Alyssa Hamas and Mercer Roberts. Kayla Carmen has 3, and with 2, Asia Arrowwood and Aisha Fagan. For the Benedict and Lady Ravens, 3 players at double digits scoring. Leading the way, the duo of Lauren Dubert and Jennifer Jacobs with a dozen apiece. Nicole Stork with 10, 7.5 for Josie Weiser. It's 6 for Kennedy Nicholson, 5 for Riley Wade, Aaliyah Raines 4, Riley Brueggemann 2, Allie Kramer 2, Kara Mishiraka 2, Benedict and Wood 3, 6, 10 players scoring in quarter number 1. Guys, teams out of the court warming up. Going to be a good one. The Benedict and men at William Penn. Anticipated 4 o'clock. Tip off of that one. Join us here on CARE. Don't go away. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. What do you say? Halftime score in Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Benedict and Lady Ravens 62, William Penn 29. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got your wintry Saturday halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball live from Oskaloosa, Iowa. We will return to Tom Couts courtside at William Penn in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Schedule, we've got a lot on tap for you. Coming up on Tuesday evening, we'll have Valley Falls at Oskaloosa High School basketball. Girls game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30 or 8. Then on Wednesday, we've got BC basketball as the Ravens will play host to Missouri Valley. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to basketball again, as we've got Marhill, Mount Academy, and Oskaloosa on the schedule right now. It promises to be, we've got Marhill Mount Academy versus JCN on the schedule for Friday, February 2nd. That game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip, and we should be having the boys' game sometime around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the basketball scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have some finals to report. It was Clark over Mid-America Nazarene at 65-60. Culver Stockton ladies topped Peru State 83-41. And Mount Mercy had a 92-71 final over Baker. At the half, Park and Graceland are all knotted up at 31. Grandview is leading Central Methodist 34-25. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 62 points over the William Penn Lady Statesmen's 29. In men's basketball around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got 3 games at the half. It is Clark 46 to Mid-America Nazarene's 34 at the half. Culver Stockton leads Peru State 37-31, and Baker's got a 36-28 lead over Mount Mercy. Reporting on Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball, it was a loss for the Wildcats. They lost to the Houston Cougars 74-52. And the KU basketball game just finalized. It was the Iowa State Cyclones 79 to the Kansas Jayhawks 75. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory begins at 7 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow. High of 38 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies with fog and spots tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Highs level off around 44 and foggy early tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's a foggy midwinter day here in Atchison. We're at 35 degrees. Taking a look around the area, Horton's checking in at 33, as is Troy, with St. Joseph, Missouri checking in at 34. It feels like 28 out there in Atchison with the winds out of the north and northwest at 11 miles per hour, the relative humidity 88%, and the dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is falling at 30.26 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Caradio Sports Studio. Taking great care of all of us at halftime. Joseph, thanks a million, man. Guys, team's still out of the court. Well, let me rephrase that. The Benedictine men's team is still out of the court. Now the Statesman women seem just now coming out of the locker room, and we are literally moments away from the onset of the second half. So they won't know what they're going to do. They're going to have less than 90 seconds to get it in. Let's look at some of the numbers from the first half while we're waiting for the second half to get started. Benedictine just played well. 25 of 43, shooting the basketball, 58%. Penn hit 11 of 29 to 37. Going to the three-point shot, Penn was 5 of 17. Benedictine was 4 of 13, so 30 and 29%. Very similar kind of numbers there. Free throws, Penn went 2 of 2. Benedictine 8 of 12. Not a great percent, but you still like to have that many free throws. Now, here's a number that I find really interesting. William Penn turns it over 15 times in the first half. Okay? Benedictine gets how many points off 15 turnovers? And yes, of course, one of the big goals to capitalize on the turnovers, right? Penn turns it over 15 times. Benedictine scores 28. They scored on 14 of the 15 turnovers by William Penn. So that's absolutely phenomenal. Anyway, also stretch the
rebounding lead, 24-12. BC with the lead on the board, including 13 offensive and 11 defensive rebounds for the Ravens tonight. Looks like to go to the second half. Benedictson's going to have Allie Kramer, Lauren Duber, Jennifer Jacobs, Amelia Reigns, and Kyber Misty Rock. The original starting five out there for Ben. It'll be Asia Arrowwood, Aisha Fagan, Alyssa Hollis, Allie Stewart, and Ursula Roberts will also be their original starting five. We're set to go to the second half. Ravens are going to be putting it in play. We're back at it. Benedictson with a basketball. On the right side goes Reigns. She will fall away. Puts the shot up. Can't get it. And a rebound is on the floor. Now, BC dives for it, and we're going to have a foul. We're going to have a travel. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Kyra. Kyra walks away with kind of a grin going, I did that, but it'll be her second foul of the game and the first time in the second half for either team. It belongs to Kyra Mishiraka for Benedictson. 15 seconds gone in quarter number three. Pinned with a basketball, long cross-court pass to the left side. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to come down and get a look at it, set up a three. And if they can do some of that, they can get back into the second a little bit. The three-point shot up and good. Asia Arrowwood. And she has her fifth point of the game. Back down court with it. BC. Across underneath the hoop. The feed into the middle. Back and away. Kyra knocks in two. Mishiraka, her fourth point of the game. Benedictine's now up 64-32. A minute gone. Here's a three for Penn. No. Rebound. Battle for it on the floor. And this pitcher runs up over the basketball very quickly, stopping the play. And it will be Penn basketball. And 20 goes to the shot clock. 9:03 to go in the third quarter. A lot of action in the first minute. And now the inbound slap that's bounced by Allie Kramer hits the official. He kind of doubles over, but he's all right. And now Penn will bring it back in again, this time into the backcourt. Taking it there. That's going to be Asia Fagan. Now the cross-court pass stolen. Here comes Reigns. She has to keep looking back to find the basketball and misses the layup. She never got the handle on that thing. She had to keep looking down at it, trying to find the ball. We're at 8:49 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it by a 64-32 kind of number, 2-1. Penn will bring it in, and up forward the basketball. Here comes Alyssa Hammond. Alyssa, 4 points in the first half, a couple of free throws early. Field goal in the second quarter. They'll bring it back out top side to Herschel. Drive down the left side of the lane. Looks to shake Mishiraka. Can't do it. Shot clock at 9. From the top of the key. The straightaway 3 will not fall. And a rebound BC. Ravens clear it down. Dubert with the basketball. Nice chat with her family who's made the trip for this one here today. They're a very regular attendee of BC games. Here's a three from the top from Lauren. It won't quite fall down in the rebound. Here comes William Penn. Thomas with the basketball. Swings it over to Alicia Fagan. Inside 8 to go in the third quarter. Penn to the baseline. No room. Backs it up on top. Average to travel. No whistle. The 15-footer set sail. Too short. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Kramer. Here comes BC. Kramer will lob it down. Once again, it's Reigns. And Reigns just had to throw it back into play. And it was saved by Penn. Now the upcourt pass is loose on the floor, rolling around. It's out of bounds. Who touched it last? They're going to say it's going to be off Lauren Dubert. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with its original five out there. Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, and Mishiraka. Arrowwood, Fagan, Thomas, Stewart, and Roberts on the floor for William Penn. Officials stopping play and changing the location of the inbound from just across midcourt to just behind midcourt on the far sideline. Here comes Penn with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine this afternoon looking for their 14th win of the year, 12th win in the heart. And you got to understand, there's not that many games left. Here's a long two. Nope. Rebound, Mr. Rocca.
nobody able to match up with Kyra underneath, and she easily clears that one down. Ravens up court. Here's Lauren. Feeds in the middle, wanting to get it to Jacobs, but had a pass out in front of her. A little bit too much, a little bit too high, and Penn is going to come back up with it. It's going to be Fagan down the floor, off top side to Arrowhood. She went on the right side of the lane, puts up the runner, too strong. Rebound, Jacobs. BC will take it back the other way. 64-32, Benedictine. Now the shot from underneath. Two for Aaliyah Rain. Aaliyah Rain, only 6 points for her today. Benedictine goes up now 66-32. Oh, that's a pretty backdoor pass. And then the shot does not finish, but out of bounds off BC. So when it's all said and done, William Penn going to have another opportunity to score this one. Kennedy Nicholson coming in, and BC is going to take Allie Kramer off the floor. 6:26 to go. Penn will bring it up topside. Arrowwood drives right, goes down the side of the lane. I thought she was going to go all the way to the baseline. Doesn't, comes back off on top. Hamas for three. Can't get it. And the rebound. Battle for BC will come down with it. Outlet up the floor. The scoot to the left side. Driving layup is up a good transition basketball, and that was at its finest as Jennifer Jacobs hits Kennedy Nicholson for the running shot. It's now 68-32 BC. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Penn with it, 18-footer from the top. Nicely done. Asia Arrowwood. That is her fifth point of the quarter and her seventh point this evening. 5:40 to play quarter number three. Benedictine came out of the gates very, very quickly. Put together a big lead. Now here driving in. Nobody steps in front of Reigns. And Aaliyah just goes down the left side. Plays it up in. It's kind of like practice before the game when you run in those layup drills. Well, Aaliyah gets two more. Give her eight now. Then with the basketball, working it around the perimeter. It's a running three. Going to be too strong. And BC will rebound it down. Dubert. Up court pass is going to be a little bit short. Looking for Kennedy, but great job of picking it out is Fagan. And Aisha comes up with a steal. Penn will have a running shot from the left side. Good for Asia Arrowwood. Asia having a huge quarter. It'll be her seventh point of the quarter. And we're going to have a timeout taken by 22nd season head coach Jan Folsom. Joseph, let's take a break. What do you say? 1:54 to go in the third in Iowa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 70, William Penn, 36.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Oskaloosa, Iowa. Coming out of a timeout. While they're doing that, it's a great opportunity for me to share with you that Ken Hamada, okay, he's one of our title sponsors, Hamada Wealth Management. You know those guys, Creek people. Well, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management is your financial planning expert. You got something that you're trying to figure out or plan that you're wanting to get put together and just haven't done it? Give him a call, man. Call up Ken. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada with Hamada Health Management. Here's a driving layup for Benedictine. Little underhand shot. It's going to be up and good. And the Lady Ravens now go up 72-36. We're going to get Josie checking in here in a second. Three-point shot. Up and good for Alyssa Hamas. Give her seven. And BC comes back the other way. Ravens in the basketball. They'll look into the middle. Feet underneath. Reigns crosses over. Gets trapped underneath. Doesn't have a shot. Dumps it into the corner. And then trying to find that shot. They're going to call Aaliyah for a 3-second violation. All right, Jacob's coming out of the game. Reigns is coming out for Coach Bolton. And Benedictine is going to bring Riley Wade back in. Got Josie out there. Got Dubert in the game now. Josie with the steal. Outlets right side. Kennedy Nicholson in up. Yeah, Kennedy. The beautiful breakaway layup. Hurt his point. So it's Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. Goes to the five. Going Benedictine with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Cross court it goes. Into the corner. Back off on top. They'll swing it right. So long. Too long. Comes up short. Now the ball is on the floor. And as two players tangle for it, the official quickly blows the whistle. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession, Lady Ravens. 3:25 to go in the third. BC walks it up. Here comes Lauren Dubert. Always good to see Lauren's family. They make some long trips, so they have come to Oskaloosa here today. Feed over to the baseline left. There's a runner. It's up and good. And just quickly as that, Lauren will add to her scoring numbers. Dubert has a dozen. And it's now 76-39. BC up by, actually, by 37, maybe. Feet to the right side. The three, no. Rebound tipped out. Here come the Ravens. Gosh. I would have made Sister Joanne very proud of me doing that math in my head. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. BC with it. Top side. Insurmountable lead, 76-39. The key to the right block. Turnaround shot is going to be rejected. And a rebound coming up for Penn and reaching in. Lauren picking up a bit of a silly foul. It'll be her third today. She picked up a couple in the second quarter. Now this one in the third. That's going to bring her out of the game. She exits with a bit of a grin. Coming in for BC, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann. Riley, the 5'8 freshman. Out of Lenexa, Kansas. Now, Ben, you're going to have to feel for him a little bit because sometimes seasons don't go and things just don't go and you struggle a little bit. Well, it's kind of how it has gone for Ben. The Ben women coming in here today. We talked about their record, 3-17, 2-14 in the conference. Here's the feedback over to the left side with a baseline three. Nice! Buries one for three. Look on the left side. That's going to be Allie Stewart. She has a dozen points on 4 3-point shots. Obviously, that is what she does. Penn women have won one game since Thanksgiving. Okay. That was on December the 9th when they went to Baker, arguably maybe the worst team in the conference, certainly right there. They have not won a home game since November 1st against Viterbo, where they won that 70-67. So for Penn, it will be a season to forget. Maybe a season to build on, a season to learn from, I suppose. But it's been a tough one for the Lady Statesmen. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with Dubert, Weiser, Bauman in the game. Okay, it's out there. Riley Wade, Nicole Stewart. Here's a kick back over to the right side. Driving across is Jada. Smith has it batted away from her. Picked up by Kayla Common. Into his left side in the lane. That's a pretty shot, but too high off the window. And Benedict is going to rebound it down. A little collision in the backcourt. Riley Wade runs into McKayla, but BC into the forecourt, twisting and turning, and that shot was really well defended. There was no opportunity for Stork to put points on the board there. And we're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Penn will kick it to the baseline right. An uncontested three. Nope. Rebound. Penn. Follow shot. Block. Rebound, Ravens, and we may have had a foul on that block. 54 seconds to play. And Benedictine is going to be coming back up court with it. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. I make that very clear. Ravens. Lauren, Josie, Michaela, Riley, and Kyra. There's your Benedictine five. Late in the ball game, leading it by 34. I say late in the ball game. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Out on top, Josie. Tries a little head fake. Can't shake Jada Smith. Now the pass in the middle. Comes off on top. They drive to the baseline. A little floating runner is no good. And he had a big collision. Looking on the floor. Got Michaela down there. This is going to walk over and see William Penn. It's going to be Amari Turner picking up her second. Pitchers have done a pretty good job of not calling a boatload of fouls here in the second half. There's no sense in it. Three fouls by Benedict. And that is the first foul by William Penn in the third quarter. And the first free throw. There's going to be up and good for Riley Brueggemann. Riley collects point number 5 this evening, and that one will make point number 6 as BC is up now 77-42. Penn up the floor, over to the left side, deep, deep on the outside. They get it to Carmen. Driving down the left is Herbeck. Feed in the lane. The pass intended in the middle for Amari Turner is going to be stolen by Kyra. Here comes Benedictson. Inside 10 to go in the third quarter. Driving in. Wade shoots, misses. Josie shoots, hits the follow at the buzzer. And we've come to the end of 3. Time out on the floor. These teams will be headed to the fourth quarter here in Iowa. It's the Benedictson Lady Ravens 80, William Penn 42.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Oh, that's Joseph back in the care studio. He's just back there all day, every day, making everybody sound better. That's what he does. Joseph, we appreciate all of that. Tom Counts will be here courtside, and off goes Iowa. Going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game with the guys' game still coming up. The BC women in front, 40. BC women in front, 80-42. William Penn Payton scoring by Allie Stewart with a dozen, and Asia Arrowwood with 9 for the Lady Ravens. They go up and down here, and there's so many players, nobody running away with it. 12 points scored Jennifer Jacobs, 12 for Lauren Dubert, 10 for Kennedy Nicholson, 10 for Nicole Stork, 9 for Josie Weiser. I mean, up and down. So many players getting points on the board for Benedictine. Lady Ravens have 10 players who have scored so far tonight. Here we go to the fourth quarter. Penn will be putting it in play, going from right to left, and we are back at it. And again, the guys' game coming up after this one, and the Benedictine defense swarming around Jada Smith. She ultimately travels to the basketball, and BC will have it back in. 9:50. It's not high school basketball. There's no running clock, okay, in the college game. Just so you're aware of that. Josie has it. Comes out on top. From Benedict, who's starting the fourth quarter, you're going to have Riley Brueggemann and Josie Weiser. Beautiful pass across in the way. It's going to be up in the end. Brueggemann, Weiser, Bauman, Wade, and hitting that bucket, Kyra Misuraca. Kyra's got a half a dozen points today. Only one foul. Here's a driving layup. Oh, that was a pretty play. Count the bucket and 1 to Amaria Turner. Got that thing to fall for her. Draws the foul. And Amaria Turner, a hometown product of Des Moines, coming here out of Kirkwood Community College, a 6'1" sophomore. Her free throw, no. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Ravens bringing it up the court. Little look away pass. The feed to the right side. Here's 3. Oh my goodness, Josie can shoot. Josie Weiser, way outside, throws it in. She's got a dozen now and joins, 5 other players in double figures. Here's a shot for 3. Won't go. Rebound, Misuraca. Kyra, she just towered over everyone and took it away. Skip pass into the lane. And did she travel? Did she get fouled? They're going to call a jump ball. Is the little bounce pass into the lane, trying to get to Michaela Bauman as she was cutting across the lane. The defender got in there, got a hand on that, and it will be BC ball at the baseline. 8:50 to go. It comes in out on top. The three. Pretty. 3-point shot, Michaela Bauman. So, Michaela, with her first point of the game. Benedictine goes up 88-44. Into the lane, hook shot from 12. Nope. Rebound, BC. Back up with it is going to be Riley. Brueggemann all the way to the top of the key. Drives in, coast to coast. Finger roll, couldn't get it to go in. It hits the back of the rim. Kicks back out the front. And Penn will bring it up the court. Bringing it up is going to be Kayla Carmen. Back over to the left side. You know, as a broadcaster, you have little tricks. Here's a three. Oh, what a beautiful shot from way outside by Alyssa Hamas. You got little tricks that you tried to use. You recognize players. Kayla Carmen's got this green ribbon, kind of a yarn in her ponytail. You guys see the green? I know. Here comes Kayla. 7:50 to play. Then out those trade secrets, Joseph. We all look for a little help in keeping everybody in line. Here's a turnaround hook shot from underneath the rim. Is no good. Josie Weiser somehow rebounds it down underneath the rim. Gets tripped. No foul. And wait. Maybe there was a foul ultimately. Benedictine is going to bring Jennifer Jacobs and they're going to bring Shay Lewis into the game. So for Shay, valuable playing time. The 5'9" freshman, and we traveled up here not too far from her home in Union Star, Missouri. How about that? 7.5 to play in the game. Here's Penn, running a little motion, looking good. Little layup won't fall, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine, and quickly up the floor. It's going to be Riley Wade. She will attack the bucket, skip pass down low, and it's going to be out of reach. She was looking down there for Shay, who I think in a little miscommunication, Shay had stopped, and Riley had gone ahead and had that skip pass more down the lane, anticipating her proceeding down toward the bucket, so... With 7 minutes to play in the game, Penn coming back up the court with it. BC's lead trimmed to 88-47. William Penn with the basketball around to the right side. Here's a long two. It's going to be about 3 feet short, caught on the fly. Riley Brueggemann showing a good hands. Brueggemann brings it down, dumps it back over to the right side, cutting into the lane, skip pass, back to the edge. Here's a three. Oh, too strong by Shay Lewis. Everybody, let me rephrase that. All the Raven fans in the place were really hoping that one was going to go in. Love to see some of the young players getting some varsity playing time. Have some nice things happen for them. 6.5 minutes to play. Little running underhand shot. Won't go in. Getting her own rebound. It won't go in. And some nights it just goes like that. Jada Smith missing twice. Ravens back up court. BC down the left side. 6:16 to play. Here's a feed to the left side of the lane. Jennifer Jacobs for two. And the pride of Capen. It's that bucket, and we're going to get a timeout with Coach Folsom. Joseph, let's take a break, shall we? Down to 6:13 to play in this one. It is all Lady Ravens, Benedictine 90, William Penn 47.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Spider Man, that's awesome. That was quickly Benedictine 5, man. Head coach Chad Folsom exercises a timeout, and looks like it's the same crew back out there. Riley Brueggemann and Shay Lewis, Michaela Bauman, Riley Way, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, the only starter on the floor for Benedictine, and they moved her to the five, interestingly. Here's Ben, swings around to the left, and an uncontested three is launched and way too strong. Rebound is going to be tipped down, and they will say the Ravens have touched it last. It belong again to Penn. 5 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the game. Guys' game coming up, an anticipated 4 o'clock start. They're going to be certainly on time. I'll ask them if they're going to be early, Joseph. I'll keep you in the loop on that. It wouldn't be the worst thing to ever happen.
Kip pass on top. Oh, a long three. No. And rebound, BC. Riley Wade. She'll clear it down and drive it in front of this side, the right side, the scorekeeping table side. BC way out on top. Little crossover behind her back by Brueggemann. Sends it back over to Shea. Lewis comes back off on top. Riley, shot clock at 8. Riley starts down the right side. Power move. Goes in, crashes in. No foul called. Give the bucket to Benedictson, and Riley Wade has 7. 5:15 to play. Pin with a basketball. They'll skip it over to the left side of the free throw line, just outside the lane. Back off on top. That's going to be Jocelyn Herbeck. Beautiful pass. And an easy, easy layup off the left side. It's up and good for Mercer Roberts. That was a nice bit of movement to the basketball and a very good offensive play. Mercer Roberts will have 6 points, and she's coming to the free throw line as Riley Brueggemann picks up a foul. It's Riley's first foul. She'll take her time. This free throw, not going to happen. Rebound. JJ, here comes, with 5 minutes to play in the game, here comes Benedictson. They lead it 92-49. Lady Ravens would probably like just to have a hundo out there tonight, just because. If you'll remember, not that many years ago, late in the season, a little later than this, Benedictson ladies had to come up here. Here's a shot from the outside. Nope. Rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it'll be off. BC came out here with, gosh, I wish somebody could remind me, 6'7", maybe, 6 players. Anyway, yeah, they were badly undermanned, and not even sure they finished with 5 on the floor. It was one of those games. And I don't remember a whole lot of mercy being taken on that particular Saturday. Here's the Ravens underneath, and the hook shot rolls down the left side of the rim. No good for Jennifer Jacobs. Pin back up the floor. Took 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the game. 92-49. William Pinn will cross it over to the left side. They had an open shot out there, but elected to not go with that. Now they'll take this open three. It's well short. And as the rebound goes across the basket, hitting the front side of the rim and then going across and lands out of bounds. And Benedictine will put it in play in Nicole Stork. Does the inbound work up the floor? Riley Brueggemann. So Riley coming up with that. The freshman from Lenexa. Here's a shot. Left side, left hand, up and good. Another bucket for Jennifer Jacobs. 14 now for Jennifer. 3:50 to go. Crazy thing is she had 12 of her points at halftime. Got very little playing time in the third quarter. Coach Wilson's getting a lot of players some good game experience. And here's a rebound pulled down by Penn, and as they try to save it on top of this, it just rolls harmlessly out of bounds. Benedictine is going to put Riley Wade back into the game for Jacobs. So the Benedictine 5 is going to be Wade, Stork, Bauman, Lewis, Brueggemann. Don't know that there's anybody over there yet that BC is probably, maybe, there might be somebody that's looking to get in. Morbidoni's still over there. I see that. So, see if she gets in the game. 3:20 to play. Back over to the left side. Michaela. Top side, Shea. There's a three, Shea Lewis. Hear all that screaming and cheering. That's not the Penn fans. That is the Shea Lewis Benedictine fans. How about that? Her first bucket tonight. 97-49 BC. 3 minutes left. Pin with the basketball. Nice little pass into the lane. Drive it across. Bringing it back out. Runner in the lane. Off the rim. 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, and in. I think I'd have danced around a little bit, but Alyssa Hamas has a dozen points. And it's 97-51. But Benedictine not going to win by 50 tonight. Just giving you that. Here's a pass up on top to Brueggemann. Now they try an entry down the right side to Nicole off the right block, but that was a pretty nice bit of defense for Cortland Jackson of William Penn. Cortland Jackson's going to come out and back into the game. We're going to get Alexis True. I say back in. I'm not sure Alexis has been there. Here's a layup for the Ravens. Up and good, Riley Wade. And BC is at 99. Riley with 9 of those 99. 2:20 to play. Maria Turner's out there, the 6'1 sophomore. Penn will bring it back up on top. Work it over to the right side. Bring a little bit of kind of motion sort of offense. Not a true motion. They're standing around a little bit too much for that. Here's a 3. No. Rebound. Ravens. Brueggemann sweeps it down. Benedictson outlets it all the way down the floor. Stepping into the lane. The dish across. Shea almost took another 3. The crowd is encouraging her to let go of it, but she did not. Puts it back out on top. Brueggemann. Brueggemann will beat in the middle and Stork from about 13 gets 2 more. And Nicole Stork makes it 101-51. Okay, maybe they will win by 50 with a minute and a half left. Penn dumps it over to the right side for Benedictine. It'll be their 14th win of the season. Big number, especially the way they have done a tremendous job of rebounding from a disappointing season last year. Nothing like we're used to seeing from them. And they did not let that deter them. Came right back this year and are playing very well. Number 3 in the conference right now. Baseline 3 up, won't fall. Rebounding it down is going to be Penn. We're at a minute 5 left. Penn flying down, pulling up, 16-footer. Off the back and up and in. Give that bucket to Jada Smith. I got it for 7. In the last minute of the game now. 101-53, Benedictine. Okay, let's see if it gets to the 50. Is that your number? Top side is going to go. Here's Brueggemann. 42, 41, 50, another shot clock. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 48. They'll go to the left side. The shot underneath Stork. No! Gets knocked to the floor and coming to the line for 2. Nicole Stork found by Amaria Turner. So Amaria's third foul. At the free throw line for Benedict and Nicole Stork. Is 0-for-1 tonight. First and perfect. Her 13th point. One more shot to get the Ravens back up by 50, and there it is. So BC in front, 103-53. Half a minute left. Now the shot clock and the game clock are separated by 5 seconds. Ravens are not going to shoot it again, I don't suppose. Penn will work around to the left side. They'd like to get one more bucket and get inside that 50. Here's a driver. Nice shot. Knocking it down. That was a pretty play by Jada Smith. She's had a nice little game tonight. Benedictine leading up by 48. Shot clock's off, and I do not suppose coach says no. That's it. Final score tonight in Oskaloosa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 103, Penn 55, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
right back with you here in the Penn Gym on the campus of William Penn University in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Ladies game in the book. Guys seem to have them warming up. Let's quickly recap how game one went tonight. First of all, for Penn, what do we have here? 3, 6, 8 players in the scoring column led by Allie Stewart and Alyssa Hamas with a dozen apiece. 9 tonight for both Asia Arrowwood and Jada Smith. It falls to half a dozen for Mercer Roberts. 3 tonight for Kayla Carmen. And with 2, you got Aisha Fagan, Amaria Turner. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, anytime you hit that use all those light bulbs up there, hit that triple digits, it's a big night. They did it here this evening. For BC, 12 players getting into the scoring column. And here they are. Leading the way for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs with 14 points. A dozen tonight for Josie Weiser and Lauren Dubert. A 10-point game for Kennedy Mickelson. You drop down to Riley Wade with 9 and Aaliyah Raines with 8. Got to mention 14. Jennifer Jacobs and 14 for Nicole Stork because she's number 42. She's down lower on my sheet. I may have missed her. So Stork and Jacobs each with 14. You find a half a dozen for Riley Brueggemann and half a dozen for Kyra Mishulaka. 3 apiece for Shay Lewis and Michaela Bauman, and 2 tonight for Allie Kramer. So there you have it. Benedictine putting a lot of players in the scoring column, and BC improves their record. They are now 14-6, 12-4 in the conference. See what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back. Second half of our college hoops double header coming your way on Ken Radio before long. It will be the men's game. Benedictine here at Penn. Get a final score in game number 1. It was Benedictine 103, William Penn 55. We're kicking you back to Joseph. He's the man in Atchison who's going to kind of carry you through until the guys' game. Not too long it will be either.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.